Preparations for Passover include butchering sheep and baking unleavened bread known as matzah.
It's called the food of faith, just like our forefathers when they left Egypt into the desert with a lot of faith and trust in God. They went with these matzahs, and we relive it every year when we celebrate the holiday of Passover, and we sit at our Passover table eating the matzah.
Tradition does not allow consumption of products with yeast during the seven-day festival. Many Jewish communities observe the symbolic burning of yeast ahead of Passover. Yehoshua Klein is an ultra-Orthodox Jew in Jerusalem.
This is the symbolic burning of the chametz, which is a symbol for all the sins of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, that we pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all our sins should be burned and go into the Pesach Yontev with fully purified.
In the neighboring West Bank, a Samaritan community near the city of Nablus performs traditional butchering of the sheep.
This holiday is for 7 days. First day is the slaughter day. We eat during this holiday only stuff without yeast. For example, we make the bread at home without yeast.
It is not only Jews who observe Passover. Hundreds of detained African migrants gathered in Israel's Negev desert on Friday to eat matzah and recall the Passover story outside the facility where they're being held. Despite efforts to prevent immigration from Egypt and repatriate illegal African migrants, hundreds cross into Israel every year. Anwar Suleiman is one of the Africans held in Israel's Holot detention facility.
You asked to leave Egypt. We also asked to leave our countries because the situation there is very difficult. The Torah says don't wrong a stranger, don't do those things, because you were also one in Egypt. So I tell them, don't forget the Torah.
Rabbi Susan Silverman, a pro-migrant activist, says Jews celebrating Passover must recall the real spirit of the festival.
Every single person in this country who sits down to a Passover Seder has to say to themselves, am I taking care of the stranger among us right now? Why am I doing this ritual? Is it an empty, meaningless ritual and I do it because my parents did it, my grandparents did it, my great-grandparents did it? Or do you do it because it means something?
Passover dinner is usually celebrated at home with family members and close friends. But in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, hundreds of Jewish travelers joined by local residents attended what organizers claim was the world's biggest Passover celebration on Monday. Larissa Hope, VOA News, Washington.